faster than a speeding bullet, more powerful than a locomotive, able to leap tall buildings at a single bound. Look, up in the sky, it's a bird, it's a plane, it's Superman! Kellogg's Pep. P-E-P-Pep. Kellogg's Pep, the Sunshine Cereal, presents The Adventures of Superman. Today, while Superman pursues his slim clues to rout out the villainous restaurant racketeers, the crooks plot the cruel murder of Dave Powers, the only witness against them.
Hello there, gang. This is your pal, Dan McCullough.
Say, isn't it swell that you can have fun with your collection of comic buttons from packages of Kellogg's Pep any kind of weather, any day of the week? Both fellas and girls, too. Whenever you meet up with one of your pals, there's the business of comparing notes on how many that you've collected so far. And say, it's even more fun trading duplicates, like an extra button with Pat Patton's picture in exchange for Kess Trueheart if you don't have that one yet. Or maybe the little moose traded for Judy or Corky. Or Flash Gordon for Superman. Yes, sir, for fun and for doggone good looks, these Pep comic buttons are really keen. And say, they're so easy to get. You can collect all 18 buttons in the new series just by asking Mom to keep you supplied with plenty of Kellogg's Pep. That's right. You don't have to send in any money, not even a box stop. And you can't buy these prizes anywhere. But there's a comic button inside every package of Pep you open. And that's only one reason that you like Pep. You get a kick out of Pep's catchy sunshine flavor. The golden toasted goodness that goes so good on a cold and frosty morning. Pep's crisp freshness, too. Yes, sir, you'll like everything about P-E-P, the sunshine cereal, Kellogg's Pep.
And now, the adventures of Superman. By serving free meals for one day, a racketeer calling himself Professor Blessing made it appear that a worthless little lunch wagon was doing a terrific business, and so tricked young Dave Powers into paying $2,000 for it. When he discovered that he had been fleeced, Powers contacted Max, the original owner of the diner, and threatened to go to the police unless he got his money back. Frightened, Max hurried to Froggy, Professor Blessing's strong-arm henchman, who sent two gunmen to the lunch wagon. Meanwhile, Powers reported his being taken in to the Daily Planet, and Kent, accompanied by Jimmy Olsen, arrived at the diner in time to save Dave's life. But Jimmy was injured during the fray, and the gunman escaped. Later, when Professor Blessing learned what had happened, he denounced Froggy for enlisting the gunman and told him angrily,
"You've made us accessories to an attempted homicide, Froggy. Now, in order to save our necks, we've got to commit a murder."
As we continue today, Kent, Inspector Henderson, and Dave Powers, after discovering that Max, the original owner of the diner, had fled Metropolis, have returned to police headquarters, where we join them now. Listen.
Well, I guess there goes my $2,000, Mr. Kent.
Whoa, don't lose hope yet, Dave.
I know when I'm licked. We'll never find Max, and I don't even know the name of his partner.
I'm sorry to you, Powers, but what's happened to you is your own fault. You should have investigated thoroughly before you bought that lunch wagon.
Sure, I know that now, Inspector, but God...
You know, if people were more careful about doing business with strangers, racketeers would be forced to earn an honest living.
Ain't it the truth?
Now, look, Inspector, there's no need to rub it in. I'm sure Dave has learned his lesson.
I sure have, after it's too late to do me any good.
No, maybe it's not too late. Max got away, but you said he had a partner. The tall, thin one who did all the talking.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, but he doesn't even know the fellow's name, Kent.
I know.
Can you tell us anything about him, Dave?
Nothing except that he was a smooth talker, all right. And, oh, yeah, Max called him Professor.
Professor?
Uh-huh. I just remembered that. And he looked something like a professor, too. Tall and thin with a high, bald dome and nose glasses hung onto a long black ribbon.
Hey, doesn't that sound like Professor Blessing, Inspector?
Who?
The phony song publisher who swindled Poco and almost finished Jim Olsen and Beanie Martin.
Hey, it does it there, Kent. But that Professor Blessing beat it out of town when Jim and Superman broke up his song publishing racket, didn't he?
True, but he could have come back, couldn't he?
Yes, he could have. Look, Powers. You said there was a third man with the professor and Max.
Yes, what did he look like?
Well, let's see. He was a husky guy with a broken nose and, well, sort of cauliflower ears. Looked like a broken-down prize fighter, as a matter of fact.
Froggy.
Huh?
That was Froggy, Professor Blessing's henchman.
Yeah, his strong-arm suit. Hey, you were right, Kent. The professor is back in town and up to his old tricks.
He's got to get rid of him this time, Inspector. That's twice he put Jim Olsen in the hospital, and it's only a miracle Jim's still alive.
I'm well aware of that. Wait a minute.
Yes, Inspector?
Look, Healy. I want you to put a search detail through the Red Gate District for Professor Blessing and Froggy. And do it fast.
We turned the district upside down for them last month, don't you remember, Inspector? They skipped.
I know, but I have reason to believe they're back in Metropolis and were mixed up in that lunch wagon shooting today. We traced them to the Red Gate District the last time, so they may be hiding out there again.
Could be.
Give it the word, Sealy.
Okay, Inspector. I'll get right to work on it.
Yes. If those rascals are still in Metropolis, we'll find them, Ken.
I know you will.
And maybe we'll get some of your money back for you, Powers.
I sure hope so. Well, I guess I'll be getting back home. My wife will be worried about me.
Okay.
No, wait, Dave. I'll go with you.
You're still in danger, you know.
Me? In danger?
You bet. You know, one attempt is already made in your life today to keep you from talking. There's a good chance they may make another try.
Jeepers.
That's right, Powers.
Holy smokes, I didn't think of that.
Don't worry about anything. I'm going with you.
So what? What can you do against bullets, Kent?
Be surprised, Inspector.
Baloney. Just because you were lucky enough to rattle those gunmen this afternoon so that they shot wild, don't start thinking you're Superman.
That's very funny.
Oh, yeah? I think you'd better stay here with me. It won't take Healy long to go through the Red Gate District.
But, David,
I'll send a couple of my men along with Powers.
Oh, good.
They'll watch his house until the professor and Froggy are rounded up. I'll make the arrangements now.
As a thorough police search gets underway for Professor Blessing and Froggy, we find them in their room in a third-class hotel in the Red Gate District, where the professor is leafing through the telephone book.
The professor, what do you mean we gotta rub somebody out to save our neck?
I mean just what I say, Froggy. By stupidly sending those gunmen to the lunch wagon, you made us accessories to an attempted homicide. With our record, we'll go up the river for life if we're picked up now.
But I don't want to go back to the big house.
You should have thought of that before, you half-baked idiot.
I guess I should have, but look at who we're going to rub out.
Who do you suppose? Dave Powers, of course.
Powers? You mean the sucker we sold Max's lunch wagon to?
Yeah, certainly.
But you just told me I shouldn't have sent the boys to his place.
Of course you shouldn't have, because then he had nothing on you and me, only Max.
Oh.
But now it's a different matter. Now we're tied up in an assault to kill Rat. And we've got to take care of Powers so that he can't identify us as being mixed up in the racket at all. You see?
Yeah, I get it. Okay, leave it to me, Professor. I'll fix it so that Palooka don't testify against us.
Sit down. I'll tell you what to do. Ah, here it is.
What?
Powers' phone number. I'm going to call him up.
Call him up? What for?
Close your mouth, Froggy. The flies will get in.
But you just...
Never mind what I said. Just do as you're told and don't try to think. It'll only give you a headache.
But, Professor, you don't know what you...
Quiet.
Hello?
Is this apartment 4B?
No, this is 3C. Who is this?
Sorry, my mistake.
What the heck is going on?
Well, that was easy.
What was? What'd you do?
I found out what apartment Powers lives in. Also, that he's at home.
Oh.
Now, Froggy, got your gun?
Sure, I always carry it. But look, I hope you don't mean we're just waltzing over to the sucker's apartment.
Of course, that's what I mean. I said we had to get rid of him, didn't I?
Yeah, sure, but going to his house cold like this after the cops know we tried for him once today, don't you think they might be laying for us?
Yes, they might be.
Then we'll be walking right into a trap.
Oh, no, we won't, Froggy. As I said before, just leave the thinking to me, and everything will be okay. Now get your cap and let's go.
Shaking his bullet head in bewilderment, the burly Froggy checks his revolver, replaces it in his shoulder holster, and follows Professor Blessing from the room. What will happen now? We'll return in a moment for the tense climax of today's episode. So stand by.
You know, gang, if there were a hall of fame for funny paper characters, we could hang pictures of those comic buttons you're all collecting from packages of Kellogg's Pets. Because every one of those characters is really famous. Take Flash Gordon, for instance. Why, folks have followed his adventures for years and years. And Brenda Starr, everybody knows how pretty she is. And Superman himself, and all the wonderful things he does to straighten out people's troubles and to fight crime. So it's a real thrill to wear these comic buttons pinned on your jacket or your dress or cap. Not to mention that they're so doggone keen-looking, so bright-colored and gleaming. And is it a load of fun to swap duplicates with your pals and get a new comic button every time Mom opens a new package of Kellogg's Pet? That's the only way you can get these prizes, you know. You don't send in any money, not even a box stop. And you can't buy them anywhere, but you get a comic button in each package of Kellogg's Pet. That's Pep, the sunshine cereal. Pep, the golden toasted whole wheat flakes with a catchy sunshine flavor. Pep, the crisp, fresh breakfast cereal that's so good for you with its added vitamin B1 and energy vitamin and sunshine vitamin D. Yes, sir, gang. Mom's mighty glad to have you eat lots of P-E-P. The sunshine cereal, Kellogg's Pep.
Twilight is falling over Metropolis, and the streets are thick with homebound traffic as a taxicab bearing Professor Blessing and Froggy turns into a narrow, squalid street near the waterfront.
Slow down a bit, will you please, driver?
Okay, Max.
It's the street Powers lives on, Professor.
Yes, number 2116. The corner house is 2100. Oh, that must be his apartment building, the one just ahead to the right.
Yeah, I can see the number. Hey, Professor, look. There's two cops patrolling out in front.
Quiet. just as I expected.
You expected? Then what? Keep us at peace,
will
you?
Quiet, quiet, I said. Let us out at the next corner, driver.
Okay.
No, we don't want to get out here, Professor. We better figure out how to get power some other way.
Will you be quiet, Froggy? I know what I'm doing.
I always thought you did, but now I ain't so sure.
Right here's okay, driver.
That'll be 80 cents.
Here you are. Keep the change.
Thanks.
You're welcome, my man. Come, Wilfred.
Okay. Now, what the heck is going on?
Until that cab goes away.
Okay, he's gone. Now, look, Professor, I don't like working with these cops in front of the Powers building. Besides, I see there ain't no alley behind it. How do you figure to get in without getting caught?
Just leave it to me, Froggy. It'll be dark in a few minutes.
So what? There's enough light from the street lamps for the cops to see us.
Yes, yes, I know. But I've got a plan. And as soon as it gets dark, I'll show you how it works. Then you'll see what a cinch it'll be to take care of Dave Powers. Now, just relax and be quiet.
Standing in the twilight shadows of the corner building, Professor Blessing and Froggy wait for the fast-falling darkness to close in. When, the professor says, he has a plan that will make finishing young Dave Powers a cinch. Meanwhile, in his office at police headquarters, where he waits with Clark Kent, Inspector Henderson has just received a phone call from Sergeant Healy.
The Redgate Arms, you say? Okay, Healy, we'll be right out. Wait for us.
What is it, Inspector?
Healy just found out that the professor and Froggy are staying at the Redgate Arms Hotel, Kent.
Did he get them?
No, they're out at the moment. But we'll be waiting for them when they get back. Come on.
Hurrying from police headquarters, Clark Kent and Inspector Henderson start for the Redgate Arms Hotel. Unaware that Professor Blessing and Froggy are now waiting in the shadows, only a half block from the unsuspecting Dave Powers. What will happen? Thrilling things happen Monday, so don't fail to be with us. Be sure to tune in Monday, same time, same station. And remember, for breakfast, it's Kellogg's Pep. For excitement, the adventures of Superman.
Superman is a copyrighted feature appearing in Superman DC Comic Magazine and is brought to you Monday through Friday at the same time by Kellogg's Pep, the Sunshine Cereal.
Say, gang, you can save Mom a lot of work and give yourself a load of fun with Kellogg's Variety at breakfast. Sure, just open up one of those individual boxes of your favorite Kellogg cereal, pour on milk, and eat right out of the box. That's the Kell Bowl Pack. It saves washing dishes, and it's more fun than a picnic. You know, Kellogg's Variety is the white, green, and red Kellogg package with 10 one-serving packages of favorites like Kellogg's Pep, Rice Krispies, and Corn Flakes. Just be sure that Mom gets Kellogg's. Kellogg's Variety. And be sure to be with us on Monday for the thrilling adventures of Superman. This is the Mutual Broadcasting System.